Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Software security software company, Matt McAfee, has released its annual list of the world's most dangerous celebrities. The list features the celebrities who will most likely lead you to get malware or a virus if you search for them online.
That's funny. The company's still called that. That is the guy that left town and lived in Honduras and murdered his neighbor. It's a great documentary.
The McAfee guy.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, he was a bad guy.
That's how he made his fortune. Yeah, with that.
He also just in this week got busted
for
tax evasion.
Okay. But he's the guy that started that company. That's how he got zillions of dollars.
That's antivirus stuff,
yes,
right?
Yep.
Yeah.
He was got that's how he made his fortune.
And he sold it years ago.
Yeah, he did for a ton of money. Right?
Anti-computer virus. Yeah, right. The other viruses we just let run wild.
Oh yeah.
We don't worry about those.
No.
We'll take care of our computer viruses because that might affect the country.
Beds are full. Beds are full in a lot of states too.
So the celebrity that will most likely lead you to get malware or virus if you search for them online.
Are you mostly looking for naked pictures in this instance?
Yeah, because if you just give you a guy's person's name just to read Wikipedia about their life, that doesn't take you anywhere bad.
No, I imagine you're looking for images.
Yeah, okay, got it. Well, I'll type in images, but just to see what they look like, but I don't ever go and say, are they naked?
Yeah, but this is not going to Google Image. This is typing in somebody's name and then following the links below it to take you to questionable websites.
Yeah, and I sincerely hope that you are wrong. This has nothing to do with nudity.
No, it probably doesn't, because you'd have been infected years ago, Craig.
Oh.
Your computer.
That's why I only use the work computers for that.
Because your autofill always says nude with a question mark.
But you're careful about it.
No, it won't autofill nude.
Oh, okay.
No, you have to type in nude. It doesn't autofill that.
If you type in and, does it say nude?
No.
Right. Okay. And you have a pretty good idea of which are the bad websites and which are the good websites. Like that Celebrity Jihad. That's got a lot of crap on it, but no malware.
Eh.
Is that the one we find out?
I thought that was the one that got you with
That was a different one.
Aaron Andrews.
It was a different one.
Aaron Andrews. Something wire. Yeah. It was something I hadn't heard of, and that was a mistake.
Yeah.
You don't go to websites you haven't heard of.
Yeah, but I've been heard of a lot of websites. I really wouldn't.
Haven't you heard of all of them?
Yeah. I have no idea.
I've heard of all of the websites.
So I would have never guessed that this celebrity was the number one most dangerous celebrity, because just for any number of reasons, she's just not top of mind. It's Anna Kendrick.
Oh, I think you mentioned that before. Is it just because they wanted to bury it in somewhere weird? I don't know.
Because she's never been nude.
Yeah.
I don't think
she hasn't.
And people want to see it.
Yeah.
So if you say she's nude here, people are going to click.
She's the girl next door nude. That's why.
And it's going to be some deep fake or
probably
something photoshopped.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to find somebody nude, Mr. Skin has everybody who's nude.
Yeah.
And then the Fappening, you can go to the Fappening, and that doesn't have any malware. I hope not. Otherwise, my computers are all infected. But yeah, if the name is unfamiliar, I don't click on it anymore.
Once again, you don't know all the websites, you know.
You have to err on the side of caution when you're looking for
nudie pics. If I don't recognize the website, when it comes to that sort of stuff, I just won't click on it. But I trust Celebrity Jihad, and I trust the Fappening.
Yeah.
They've been good to me so far.
And number two, it's Sean Diddy Combs.
Gotcha.
Really?
I wouldn't type in his name for anything, so it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, I can't imagine anybody that wants to look for
him. Hasn't exactly been in the headlines, you know.
Yeah, I'll give him credit, though. He does stay out of the headlines.
The Anna Kendrick one I get because everybody wants to see her naked, and she's never been naked.
Right. Yeah, I don't get Diddy.
She's never been naked, even in private life. She's never been naked.
And then it's Blake Lively. Mariah Carey, Taylor Swift, Justin Timberlake and Jason Derulo.
But I don't understand why these things. I don't even understand the correlation. It just happens to be some bad stuff around them. Yeah,
that's why they have to tell us.
Yeah, they're using these people's name as bait.
Right.
Because they're popular.
Also on the list, Kimmel, Julia Roberts, and Kate McKinnon.
How do we get on that list? We need some pub. We don't get anywhere else. You know? And Todd and Tyler. Maybe they'll pay attention then.
And you will be thrilled to know, I didn't realize that this set was this comprehensive. You'll be thrilled to know that now, recently available, exclusively at Walmart, Kenny Rogers, The Gambler box set, a 6-film set being released as a DVD collection for the first time ever.
He did 6 films as The Gambler? Like either
Thank you.
They were all TV movies?
Really?
I didn't know he did 6.
I
knew he did 2, maybe 3.
Oh, I just thought there was the one.
No, they did follow-ups. There's a lot of those. In fact, you know what I clicked on the other day? Just because I couldn't believe it exists? Because I saw people that were still in it from the original. Revenge of the Nerds 4. Oh. Booger's Bachelor Party or something like that. And I click it on. This is 1994, so it goes back a few years. But Revenge of the Nerds 4 featured Booger. What's that actor's name? We've talked to him actually before, too.
Yeah, he has one.
Yeah.
It's not Curtis Armstrong.
Yes, it is.
Okay. That's it.
And Carradine is in reverse. He's back for 4.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I think I recently found out through scrolling through, you know, menus on some app, there were 6 Home Alone movies eventually.
Was it really?
Really?
Yeah, they were different kids, yep.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of these go right to DVD.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they do that. And the original American Pie cast did, I think they did 2, maybe 3, and there's been other ones.
Yeah, there's
American
been a whole Pie, bunch of those,
and
too.
It's all a bunch of different actors and actresses.
There were actually, I think there were 4 with the original cast.
Okay, all right.
Because there were 3, and then there was the American Wedding movie.
Okay.
I was hoping you made the notable people of Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania on their Wikipedia page, and then we could create a malware link with your name on it.
Yeah.
So you could be a dangerously searched person.
I used to be on the high school link. Yeah, I'm not sure people took me off.
You didn't make the list.
Damn it.
I made the Rugby North Dakota list.
Yeah. Only I should make our list.
Only 3 other people did.
Yeah.
No, but you got some real names here. Sean Abner, who used to play baseball.
Yeah, but he's, don't Google him now, man. He did a bad thing with the dog.
All the Poison Boys, Bobby Dahl, Ricky Rocket, Brett Michaels on there.
Yeah, no, Ricky and Brett are from Mechanicsburg. Bobby is from Warmleysburg, so that's crap.
John Ritchie.
John Ritchie, yes, but he played for another. Yeah, he's from that area. Yeah.
Oh, he's on the radio now.
Yeah.
He works for sports radio now.
Played for the.
Who's Carla Thomas of the WNBA?
Don't know her.
I think you answered your own question.
Yeah.
Well, those are your notable people of Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania.
And is it Wikipedia?
Yeah.
Put me in there. You still do that?
I don't think I have the Should permission to edit yet.
Put me in there, man.
And I don't know how
I
you
don't
go
care.
About
I should
that.
Be in there.
I thought you had to get some kind of credentials from Wikipedia.
I should be.
I think you have to have an account there.
Yeah, okay. In order to edit the page.
Put me in there. Put me in, coach.
Carla Thomas is a 6'3" guard for the Chicago Sky.
I've been going for a long time. I don't know her.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. 6'3" in the WNBA is a power forward center. Never mind.
Yeah. She didn't play anymore. She's retired.
Craig's right. You answered your own question. If a chick in the WNBA is in there, I should be in there, too.
And she only played 1 season.
See, I'm still working, you know.
You are.
Damn right.
Check this one, Puss. Jamie says, I'm pretty sure Anna Kendrick has been naked in a movie called One Simple Favor.
1 star, no nudity on Mr. Skin, and I take his word.
He was all over that.
I saw that email. I knew she hadn't. She's one of those that he always mentions as has never done nudity, but everybody wants her to.
Right.
And after I had that thought and I actually looked for this and realized that she wasn't naked anywhere, and then I kept kind of, you know, I'd look at her, you know, hither and yon and see this and that. It finally I finally determined that, nah, I'm good with this. I don't need to see her naked.
All right. After you searched.
I'm not sure why.
You searched and searched and searched for her.
Yes,
and
she searched.
She's not the only actress.
Couldn't find it because there's not any. And then I decided, eh, I don't need to.
She's not the only actress that's never really whipped them out, you know.
No, there's a ton of them
haven't done that.
Most of them haven't.
Right, right. But more recently, a lot of them have whipped one out.
Yeah, most of your high profile.
Do women ever say that? They whip one out. I'm
have
whip
done
one
it at
out.
Least once, haven't they?
Yeah,
a ton have.
Yeah,
but a ton, like Craig said, she's not the only actress. She just
probably most.
She's
have.
A girl next door. People like her from the movies and the commercials. She's cute, you know. And we're guys, so okay.
Oh yeah,
take off your top. Take off your underwear.
She used to bug me, but now I decided I want to see her naked.
Like you would, you want to see the one that what's his face Rogers has bad sex with? Oh, yeah. No, she's been naked.
Oh,
mom's been naked.
Danica Patrick.
I blame her.
She bugs you, but you'd see her naked, right?
Oh yeah, I would look at that.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, and I really got to say, Anna Kendrick, she really brought home the whole Pitch Perfect trilogy. She was wonderful.
See, that's one thing I didn't watch her in. I like she's great in the movie with Clooney.
Oh, up in the air.
Up in the air.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I the Pitch Perfect trilogy fell right in the wheelhouse for my kid there.
Yeah, you
so
got it.
They're on all
you're
the time.
You're sick.
Good on the Hilton
watching
commercials.
Watching Pitch Perfect with your pitch tent.
Hey, yeah. As kids'
sick.
Movies go, or things that she'll watch, that's pretty tolerable.
Right. But it's one of those, it's like the bartender. It's like the servers at the strip club.
You want to see them
naked. Yeah, you want to see them naked,
yep,
too.
Yep.
Because all the other girls are naked, and they have their clothes on, so they're more intriguing.
Damn right. How do you like your woman, Puss?
White, but not fat.
All right.
Oh.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.